And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of March, 2016. It was on this day, 2003, the journal Nature reported the discovery of 350,000-year-old fossilized human footprints in Italy, about 8 inches long, 4 inches wide, their makers probably about 5 feet tall. 1997, on this date, thousands of people reported mysterious lights over Arizona, including a V-shaped object with 6 lights on its leading edge. One cement truck driver reported that the lights hovered over Phoenix for more than 2 hours. It's the birthday of the astronomer Percival Lowell, born in Boston, 1855, who in the 1890s became fascinated with the planet Mars. The astronomer Schiaparelli had discovered what appeared to be canals on the planet, and Percival Lowell believed that those canals offered proof of intelligent life on Mars. So he built himself an observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, and looked at Mars. And even though scientists remained skeptical about that, Lowell's vision of intelligent life on Mars did lead to a great deal of science fiction on that very subject. It's the birthday of the poet George Sipharis, born in Smyrna, Asia Minor, in 1900, wrote in Greek lyrical poems that encompassed the great history of Greece and its mythical legacy. It was on this day, 1891, Henrik Ibsen's play Ghosts opened in London, a play that included mention of incest and sexually transmitted diseases. Ibsen wrote in Act Two of the play, "I almost think we're all of us ghosts. It's not only what we have invited from our father and mother that walks in us. It's all sorts of dead ideas and lifeless old beliefs which have no vitality, but they cling to us all the same, and we can't get rid of them. We are one and all so pitifully afraid of the light." And it's the birthday of Janet Flanner, the journalist born in Indianapolis, 1892, whose letter from Paris appeared in the New Yorker magazine for 50 years, every 2 weeks, over the pen name Genet. She also wrote many profiles of Hitler, Queen Mary, Isadora Duncan, Matisse, Picasso, Edith Wharton, and Thomas Mann. Janet Flanner, who said, "I act as a sponge. I soak it up and squeeze it out in ink every 2 weeks." Here's a poem for today by Susan Donnelly, entitled Lois McGuire's Hair. If yours was the desk behind hers, you could watch all through arithmetic Lois twisting one of those golden curls around her finger, see it spring back to join the tight others that her mother must have pinned up on Sunday nights, since all week they grew looser, although still beautiful. And despite your terrible envy, you could feel that curl become your own thought that drew out, was reshaped, released, so you sat up straight with the answer. Lois McGuire's Hair, a poem by Susan Donnelly, from Sweet Gooseberries, published by Every Other Thursday Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.